This is Adam Gorney with the Respect My Decision podcast this week with a special guest, quarterback coach, guru, Danny Hernandez, who trains Julian Sain, the new Alabama quarterback commit. Definitely a huge one yesterday, Danny. And let's just kind of jump into it. What do you see from him as a player? Let's not get crazy with the comparisons, but he's a really talented kid.
He is. He's extremely talented. I think a lot of the stuff that he's able to do, not every quarterback can do. You know, he's a very fluid mover. The way he's able to change arm slots, you know, pretty much every single throw that he makes, he's able to make, you know, all of them, drive ball, layer ball, touch ball. You know, he's not the guy that's going to walk into the room and completely wow you with the way he looks physically. But I think when you watch him play and you talk ball a little bit with him, you do recognize that there's something a little different there.
Yeah. Let's talk about just kind of his mentality first. He's very cerebral, definitely sort of a professional attitude to how he goes about things. Just knowing him for how long you have and working with him, seeing that progression from, you know, being in middle school to now being one of the best quarterbacks in the country, just kind of describe how he is as a kid.
I mean, he's really had that. I mean, he's mature, you know. I think the first time he ended up messaging me, I want to say he was in the fifth grade, maybe sixth grade. And it was funny. He ends up sending me a DM that he wants to work out. You know, my first reaction was, hey, does your mom and dad know that you're messaging me here? He says, oh, yeah, no, they left it up to me to take care of this stuff. And he did. I mean, he would handle everything on his own. We had, I don't know how many sessions already under our belt before I really ended up talking to mom and dad, which was interesting, you know, to me, a little different. But, you know, he's just kind of built that way, you know, again, a complete professional with the position. I know, you know, we've talked about some comparisons, you know, with Bryce Young. And one of the things that I could say that he has, it's very similar to Bryce's. When you see them in a throwing session, these guys don't make back-to-back bad throws. They're very, very good with being able to self-correct. That's a skill set that I think is very special when quarterbacks are able to have that. You know, ball goes just a little high. Guess what? The very next pass is not going to go very high. It's going to go right to the spot that it needs to. And he's very, very good with that.
Seems very coachable too. Someone that wants to learn the position, wants to soak it in and kind of really understand how he can be the best of the best that he can be.
Without a doubt, extremely coachable, you know, and I think it actually challenges a trainer, a coach, or anyone that's working with him, you know, because he picks things up so easily, you know, it kind of puts you on your toes and you say, okay, I got to add some more stuff for this guy because he's just picking up every single thing that I'm throwing at him. And you know, he's, you know, just it's a coach me attitude that he has. He's a total sponge. You know, he's never going to look at you sideways when you ask him to try something that might be a little bit new, a little bit outside of his comfort zone. He wants to try that, you know, so that's special.
I remember the first time I saw him, it was at one of your workouts in Oceanside or Sandy.
Oceanside.
Oceanside.
Yeah, we're in Oceanside.
A beautiful place. You introduced me to him. And to be honest, he didn't blow you away physically, but you could just tell that like every pass, and that has continued for years, like almost every single pass is technically perfect and right on the money, you know?
It really is. And I don't know if that may have been the workout that we did. I think it might be one of my pinned tweets, but you're talking about Malachi Nelson at that workout, Jake Garcia, Malik Murphy. I mean, there's some dudes, you know, at that session. And, you know, all these guys are still allowing Julian, you know, to go first in everything that we're doing. But that's just kind of how he is. It's everyone's kind of had that attitude like, hey, man, this guy's next up for sure. And he loves that.
You see him in camps, you see him in, you know, workouts. And then the most important part is in games and how he processes and how he does with someone coming at him. He is sort of a cool cucumber out there. Like, he doesn't really get rattled. He just kind of does his thing. He's not going to be like, you know, crazy fired up, or you're not going to be blown away by him physically, but he's just, the ball gets in the end zone a lot, you know?
Oh yeah, no, extremely efficient, you know? And I think a lot of that has to do with how well he's coached. I mean, it's a very, very good coaching staff there at Carlsbad, you know, with Coach Mac, the stuff that he's been able to do, and, you know, the Swain and Brady and all those guys that are over there, he's blessed to have that coaching staff. So, I mean, he's going to go in to Alabama truly understanding ball in a total structured offense that does translate over to the next level.
Yeah. The comparison to Bryce is a little, you know, there's definitely differences, but some similarities. I think one of the biggest similarities is that Nick Saban trusts Bryce Young with everything with the ball in his hands. And I think that will carry over with Julian, where it's not going to be a thing of what is the offense going to do now? Let's pray. It's here, go do this, and then Julian will be able to do it.
100%. You know, those are definitely two guys that you could put a lot on their plate, and they're going to be able to handle whatever you throw at them. And they want that challenge. You know, they're the kind of guys that will probably get bored in an offense that are not, you know, given that opportunity. So the fact that he's going to have that is going to be great.
Take me into the Alabama visit. What was it like? And for you specifically, as his quarterback coach, as someone who, you know, wants the best for him, the best setting and all that kind of stuff, what was it like to just kind of be there and experience that?
Well, what's interesting is it was actually our third time together there. We went last summer, and when we went last summer, the timing was just a little off. We ended up going when there wasn't a camp, and we actually went on a day that Arch Manning was still visiting. So with the timing of that, you know, it wasn't the greatest visit for us as spending time with the coaches. We actually got to spend a lot of time with Bryce. So that was great, you know, just kind of hearing things about the program from his point of view. So that was the first time that we were there. The next time that we were there, he was passing through right after, I believe, an LSU visit. And when he was there, a camp was going on. So again, didn't get a lot of quality time, you know, with the coaches or anything like that. Just, you know, kind of was a quick little meet and greet, you know, that type of deal. That's kind of how things ended up working. So with this visit that we just ended up doing, it felt a lot more special. You know, it was an opportunity for us to sit down with the coaches, ask questions, and just kind of hear what their vision is and what their plans are. And, you know, you get a chance to really kind of see the machine that Alabama really is, you know, and get a chance to talk to Coach Saban. And just, you know, you can't help but just kind of be in awe with the stuff that he's been able to do in that program. And, you know, when he's talking to you about knowing a lot of details about Julian and, you know, what his expectations are if he's part of that program, feels pretty good. Feels pretty good to have that kind of response from that kind of staff.
Does Saban feel like the closer, or does he really kind of sell the program as well? Or is that the final meeting? You meet the Godfather in his office and
yeah, it really is. I mean, it's interesting, you know, the way I've been in meetings with Coach Saban several times, you know, and I just love, you know, the absolute professionalism, you know, that he has in there. And you know, the great part about it when you're in there in a meeting with him is there's so many nuggets that he doesn't probably even know that he's handing out. And, you know, I want to be in there with my notepad, just taking notes down with the stuff that he's doing, just some great stuff. And, you know, he was very receptive to the questions that Julian was asking, you know, and it was kind of cool because Julian didn't go in there as like a shy guy or anything like that. I mean, he was shooting him out there, and, you know, Saban was giving him, you know, his answers back, you know, and OB too, obviously with O'Brien, you know, that was great too, with the time that we were able to spend with him. And, you know, that was great. The very next day, on Sunday, I wasn't there, but, mom and dad ended up making the trip, down with dad, and they got some separate time, with the coaches as well.
I was going to say that Bill O'Brien's no slouch. He was an NFL coach and GM and coach at the college level. How important was that meeting? It's, you know, meeting with Saban's obviously important, is going to impress you, but meeting with the guy who you're going to be like spending every second of every day with too.
No, it's great. You just kind of hear again, you know, his level of professionalism, and he's a very blunt and straightforward guy on the stuff that he's kind of expecting and kind of what his goals are and everything within the program. And, you know, just kind of talking about, you know, different details in Julian's game and talking about how he feels his skill set will really translate into their offense. It was great just to hear all that. I mean, OB did a great job for sure.
Speaking of maturity, you know, Julian goes to Bama a couple times and not exactly a cold shoulder, but not exactly the warm welcome of other quarterbacks that have gotten. And that could have been an easy screw them moment. You know, I'll go to LSU. I'll go to Georgia. Both were pursuing super hard. They both definitely wanted him. But just what does that speak to his patience and maturity to be like, you know what, I'm going to find the best situation for me. And I don't really need the red carpet rolled out from the first second. At the end, I'm going to find the right spot.
That's a great question, Adam. I mean, and that kind of just talks a little bit about how Julian is. I mean, he's an absolute professional. He's not going to get caught up in, you know, a lot of the bells and whistles and, you know, take things personal. You know, he does understand that at the end of the day, this is a business, you know, and you do want to feel good and have some kind of connection with your coaches and everything. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is a business, and he understands that. And he knows that, you know, there's not many in this business that are doing it as well as Alabama's doing it, you know, with the consistency that they're doing it.
Yeah. And if you're a quarterback in California, hit up Danny. He's phenomenal. He works with all the top guys. You know, I've known him for a lot of years. I could definitely vouch for what he does with quarterbacks and how he helps them. Just look at the list of guys that he's worked with over the years. How rewarding is this for you personally? Now, you're not going to Alabama, but you're going to definitely get some free tickets. You're going to see some games. How rewarding is it? Because this kid hit you up years ago, you know, when he was in elementary school, maybe to see just what he's become.
I mean, it's an absolute blessing just to be, you know, part of the process, you know, and he has a very, very small circle. And just to be a part of that is truly a blessing. I appreciate the trust, you know, that not only him, but his parents have put in me and throughout this entire process, navigating through it. You know, it's not only the training part, but, you know, it's going back and forth with, you know, deciding what schools should we be visiting? At what time should we be visiting? You know, just really having a game plan with all that, you know, then when you start laying things out and start weighing out the pros and cons on some of these programs and what makes the most sense for your future. So again, I'm just very thankful and blessed to even be in this position.
Come on, the free tickets aren't going to be bad though, right?
The free tickets are not going to be bad. Yeah.
That is quarterback coach Danny Hernandez on the Respect My Decision podcast.